you'll see that. For example, in one dashboard, for example, it was on licensing and commercialization, and in a 5 or 6. But there was a quirk. There was a major payment. So some of the dashboards, it takes a major score or one major activity to move it. It skews the whole analysis.
It's my understanding, though, when Avijit presented the overview of the dashboards some time ago, is that the information was relatively recent. We were maybe 1 year out of date, but we weren't 6 years out of date. We weren't an entire economic cycle out of date.
Mm-hmm. Most of the data was 2010, some 2011.
10, I have 4, 2004, I have some 2009. If you'd like for me to proceed, I will. Okay. Can we go on to quality instruction? I'm going to move through this quickly. But thank you for the questions. I find them very helpful. UIC is committed to student success. Success meaning, we'll move on quickly. Here are the 6-year graduation rate, the 4-year graduation rate, the 6-year graduate rate, as well as the freshman to sophomore retention rates for your review. UIC monitors several indicators of retention and graduation with the ultimate objective of increasing the number of students who progress to and successfully graduate from UIC. Now, yesterday, Lon presented, I think, some very interesting data and information on what we're doing to improve our graduation rates. Our 6-year and 4th-year graduation rates are unacceptable, in my opinion, even though we're at the national average. I'll move through.
Is this data, that's the most recent data, 2005? I mean,
that's what I have.
What? 2011.
What's that?
They'll graduate in 2011. That's the...
When they enter.
That's the entering class. So this is the this is recent
past.
Data.
It goes more current.
But are we saying of the people who entered in 2005, about 55% actually graduated, and about 70% of them got jobs? So about 30-35% of the people who started in 2005 both graduated and got jobs.
And what I'm suggesting to you is that the graduation rates, as well as retention rates, even the employability rate, could be better. Could be better.
And that number, that like 35% number,
But remember that when Avijit presented, he talked about the national average in terms of a 6-year, I believe it was a 6-year graduation rate, was 54% nationally. So we're on par nationally, but it's not good enough to graduate only 54% of our students within 6 to 4 years. It's not good enough.
But I don't think, I'm not trying to be critical.
I'm just saying for us, I'm just speaking from the campus point of view that we would like to improve our retention and graduation rates. We're being self-critical. Okay. 6-year graduation rate, can we move on? At the appropriations hearing, I think it was Representative Rose commended us for having made such progress that our graduation rates have improved over time. Again, they're not exactly what we would like for them to be in terms of the campus sentiment, but they are moving in the right direction. But they have increased comparably over time.
Where is that trend? I don't see that on this chart.
You don't see it? It says UIC.
Is that
do you see the little
1% to 53% or something?
Yeah, we're about 54% in terms of our 6-year graduation rate. And are very comparable to our peers. Given our time.
I don't think there's anything more important than this, so please take your time.
So UIC is more at the peer median here for this particular slide. And our first year retention rate set the stage for future success. We've talked about this. UIC's 82% first to second year retention rate for 2010 is at the peer median.
Mm-hmm.
It's gratifying that we are retaining our first-year students. The issue, of course, is making certain that they graduate. So we have put in place an undergraduate policy council. We have put in place a summer college. We have put in place